Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Jizz Talking. In case you don't recognize us, we're in a different location than my back office in my house. We are at Exotica, the big Hilton here, the Embassy Suites, and we're just concluding our weekend of Exotica. Our first guest, I had to get her, Lynn LeMay. She is looking fantastic. Lynn, so proud of you.
Thank you very much.
You must have been on the treadmill 18 hours a day or out helping your husband do farm chores.
That's not how it was.
Okay. Well,
yes, I did. I lost 60 pounds, though.
Yes, and you look very, very, very nice. James says, hey, Lynn.
Hey. Hi, James.
How was the weekend for you?
I had fun. My butt hurts. My baby toes hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I had no throat this morning.
She had no throat.
No. Well, no, it's been busy.
Well, that's good, and I hope you sold a lot of stuff and made some good friends.
I did. I got a lot of people bought the movies, so people are still interested in watching me have sex.
I want you to tell a little story that you told me about you and Lisa Ann.
Ah, okay. So Lisa Ann was brand new. She's this new little hot contract girl. It's her second movie, and she has to work with me. So I show up with this humongous duffel bag full of dildos. Big dildos, little dildos, arms, the fist dildos, everything. I mean, just this bag of dildos. And dump them on the bed. And I'm acting like, which one are we going to use on her? And she went white. And it took her, we let her sit there and stew for a while before we told her we were just fucking with her. But she's never forgot.
And she helped you with your Instagram a little bit.
Yes, she taught me how to do Instagram the other day.
The right way and get it. And she's got the tips and tricks. She tells us every week, every Tuesday, she has tips and tricks on it.
Yep. And I'm going to learn.
All right. Well, good enough. Lynn, enjoy the rest of your evening. It's always great to have you a part of the show.
Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye. And Morty's with us. Morty is a first-time attendee here with us here. Morty, what was the weekend like for you?
Oh, it was a blast. I had so much fun. So much fun.
Who were some of the stars you met that you had a fun time with?
Ginger Lynn, Chrissy Canyon, of course, Lisa Ann. Let's see, so many.
We kept having breakfast and dinner and everything else with Lisa or with Ginger Lynn and Chrissy.
Yep. That was the high point of, I think, of me meeting as far as the stars. Of course, I got to meet Jenna Jameson as well. Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, that was nice, too. It was so nice to meet her. I'd never met her before, and she hadn't done a lot of conventions, or else there were some issues where she'd have some cancellations. I know the line, in some respects, was surprisingly short, but she just had done a convention here in Chicago about a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So the lines weren't that long. We get right in.
No, I wasn't. No, sure wasn't.
All right. Well, Morty, I really appreciate you having you here. And did Charles snore at all?
A little bit, but a little bit, but it didn't hurt too bad. You know, I got adequate sleep.
Great. Well, hey, thanks, Morty, again for coming by.
Thank you.
You bet. Charles, come on over. Get Charles here. This is going to be kind of a short show. I'm going to let a few people in here. We're going to let Richard Pacheco in, and we're going to mute everybody because that's just how we're going to do it, because we can't, I can't hear them, but we can wave at them, but we can't hear them. So we're just going to leave. We're going to leave everybody muted. Yeah, you bet. Want to wish Richard Pacheco get well soon. Hey, Charles is with us, and Charles, did Morty snore at all? He said you snored like a freight train.
I can neither confirm nor deny that remark, but the show is terrific. The show was a lot of fun. Great to see Chrissy Canyon. Great to see Ginger Lynn. You know, cool to see Tara Patrick and Jenna Jameson. And I'm like, oh my, you know, it's like so much fun, just so much fun. Everybody was so nice, you know, for the most part, well-behaved, I think, but just a lot of fun. Great to see you too, Patrick, in person. Live and in color, that's always nice. So,
well, and now do you collect, of course, collect baseballs. Did you get How was Tara Patrick signing a baseball for you?
She was not. I got her on the cover of High Times magazine. So, So I'm like, okay, all right. I thought I had another way to get her on a baseball, and that kind of did not work out. And such is life. You know, you do what you can do.
You might say he struck out. So, but other than that, we had a good time. I always consider the fellowship that we have amongst our group members second to none.
I absolutely agree. It was just, it was so much fun. And now I need to go home and take a nap.
That's for sure. I'm tired and I'm just wore out. My feet are killing me. And that's kind of how things are going there. Again, we can't respond to anybody online. They can type stuff in the chat box if they want, but can't really respond to anybody because I can't hear.
See Sean Elliott. It was great to see who was it, Misty and Coral and Jewel, and you know, and meet Marvell. You know, it was just, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sure was. Well, let's see if we can pull James Barthelet over soon. James was the host with the most at his big, with his big booth. He's going to come over here.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Yeah, but I had a great weekend here. Pretty productive.
Plugged it in and this thing is
still as hot as shit. Oh, wow. That is not normal. James is all charged up. You had a good weekend. Looks like you had plenty of traffic by your booth.
Oh, my God, we did. Thank you. And you referred a couple people over, and everybody went great. I have 4 Funkos left. So I just put that out there. If you want to buy them, they're like $60, includes shipping and handling. But sold out all the movies. The girls sold out a lot of stuff. We got a lot of coverage for Inside the Industry with James Barthelet on the Roku TV. Watch us. We launched a revamp of the InsideTheIndustry.net website. We premiered the trailer for Scissors, our mainstream horror movie. We premiered the trailers for all of our Twisted Tales with Duke's Hardcore Honeys. Everybody got laid. Everybody got paid. The weather was very, very nice. The weather was nice. They said it was going to rain. It didn't rain all weekend. So it was nice.
One thing you brought to the main stage was your game night.
Thank you for saying that. It was, you know, I did the How to Get in the Biz seminar, but on the main stage in Exotica, they just told me, we want you to do this on the main stage for every single Exotica from now on. And it was a big success. We did the Suck and Blow. We gave away the prizes from our sponsors like Slickwid and Shivers and Loyal Fans. So it was wonderful. The fans got up there to play. We did the game I invented called Suck and Blow, where you suck up a marshmallow and then you run across the stage, but you have to use jazz hands. Can't use your hands. And then you put the marshmallow from the straw in the cup all the way on the other side. And then next Exotica, we're also going to add Porn Star Match Game.
Wow, that's going to be cool.
Slutty Sally was so slutty, she blanked every time she was on the stage.
How slutty was she?
She was so slutty, yeah. And then we'll have the porn stars on there as the contestants and stuff. I'm sure we'll have like a Charles Nelson Riley one going, yes, Sally whore. No, that's Paul Lynn, yeah. Oh, you little douchebag. Get some analyze.
And you'll have Richard Dawson gets pissed off at the drop in. I said it matched.
It's at it matched.
Anyway, well, it sounded to me like you had a good weekend.
It was so nice. And then we're back doing stuff. And then I just had some reporter go, well, what are you going to do after Exotica? And Tuesday, I am at Disneyland with Lucky Star and Tia Kai and a bunch of the girls. So we're going to go to Disneyland for the day.
All right. Sounds good.
So from Babes in Toyland, from Babes on the Bed to Babes in Toyland. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds great. Maybe if we could get to see if...
Is this bad, Pat? Should I put that back?
Yeah, because that's not good. You don't want anything heating up your phone. I'm giving phone advice here, technical advice. Yeah, if this gets hot, that's not good. It's a Warner product, which I don't know anything about. But you'll kind of want a name brandish Samsung-type-ish charger. Yeah, I would definitely run that back to him. We'll see if Tim can, let's see if Gabe can sweet talk Lily Craven to come over because Lily's always good for a word or two.
Lily,
would you like to talk real quick? Oh, it's hard to keep Lily away. Hey, I hardly saw you all weekend, but I saw you around. Well,
I was in a booth.
You were in a booth.
Skyhawk has a booth now.
That's right.
It was fun. It was fun. So we are going to be live streaming XRCO.
Nice.
Yes, for the first time. It's going to be their, I believe, 40th anniversary. And it's the first time that anybody's going to see inside this industry-only party.
What will they see?
Cinco de Mayo, XRCO with Skyhawk After Dark, TV.com.
Sounds wonderful.
We'll be doing the red carpet with Coral and Jewel. We're going to be just dazzling it up.
And you still have the Phone Sex with Lily show.
I do. That's what I was doing here. It was so much fun. Oh. Like, it was great. I got Spencer Bradley. I have Raven Vice, Daryl Dow. There's some new ones that are the naughty new ones. I got Stephanie Love coming to you. She was bop, 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 bop. She was great. Had a lot of fun. Saw a lot of people.
Right. And I got my new little wind thing here.
Oh.
The main maker of these little wind things, not wind things, but they're little microphone flags. I uploaded it to them, and they were all for it. And then they said, oh, we can't allow that on our deal. And I thought, yeah, who the hell cares? So anyway, I got somebody on Etsy to make it for me, and it was $35.
It just says just talking.
Yes. Evidently, they didn't like the splotch. The splotch. That could be a, yeah.
Like, anything but cum.
Anything but jizz.
Yeah. Ooh, and we're going on the Chatterbait dinner right now. They always have, the final night, they always have a Chatterbait appreciation dinner, and they take us to a fancy place in a party bus, and we're all polite like this on the way there, and then on the way back,
there's bitch calling and hair pulling.
It's the ass eating and all kinds of stuff going on there. So we'll see what's going to happen, but I'm charging my phone so I can show y'all.
Okay, all right. Well, Lily, it's always a pleasure to have you stop by.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye, great. Everybody. Lily Craven with us here. And then if you could only see the lineup for, well, I don't know if those folks are going to go to the Chatterbait thing, but there's going to be a few folks that are going to go to the Chatterbait thing. As I look around to see who else is here, it's a pretty scarce. I don't, for some reason, I don't have Sean Elliott here to fetch people to interview. So we just have to make do, I guess. Bob is with us. Bob, stand on up. And Bob is, Bob put in a day's work yesterday because he waited in line for about 3.5-4 hours for Violet Myers. How was that for you, Bob?
Well, it was painful. My knees are killing me and so on and so forth, my lower back. But, if I had to do it all over again, I certainly would, you know.
I prescribed for him several Jack and Cokes, so I think the pain somewhat went away. But, yeah, that was dedication. Then tonight, on her way out the door, what happened?
On her way out the door, she's crossing through the lobby with 75 suitcases. She sees me. She stops everything, comes over, hugs me, kisses me, and tells me that I made the whole weekend for her. So that was quite touching. Actually, Pat, really, having done these events for 12 years, it's the first one I did without dyeing my hair. But Violet says, I like the way you look with the natural gray hair. So that the hair dye's gone now.
Well, good. We didn't need that. He's a distinguished gentleman now, and that's the way he should act. But you had a good – how would you rate the weekend, Bob?
Superb. Actually, Pat, no, you know, 10 out of 10. You know, I've been doing these things for 12 years, and just the camaraderie with the people. And the people you just recently introduced me to, you have such a wonderful group of people. They're the things we did socially, and that's a large part of it, not just what happens in the convention center, but the interaction with the people. And it was a fabulous weekend. I enjoyed all aspects of it, and no question, 10 out of 10.
All right. Well, I give it about a 10 out of 10. I think for me, I kind of expected a little bit of something on something else. But anyway, it was a great weekend. And I always enjoy Chicago because I always just pretty much stay inside the bubble. I don't go downtown. I don't go here and there, and I could do a lot of sightseeing, but I'm here for a porn convention.
Exactly, and that's how it's always been to me. This is probably the sixth time I've come to Chicago for Exotica. I still have yet to see the city itself, but it's fine. I stay within the bubble, as you say, you know, and that's enough for me.
Right, right. And again, we can't hear anybody because with it being so noisy in here, I'm surprised they can even hear me, but I can't hear anybody for questions. If you want a question, you can type it in the little chat thing, and I can get to that. So I don't see any chats except for Hi Lynn, which was Lynn LeMay earlier. So anyway, that's Bob. Thank you very much for.
And now I can look forward to a plethora of photo editing when I get home, you know. So, but thank you very much, Pat. Seriously.
You bet. Not a problem. Not a problem. Let's bring Tim over. Tim had the pleasure of rooming with me. And what? Tim is the team player who always takes the couch.
Yes, I do. It doesn't help the fact that I wake up at 3 a.m.
Yeah, Tim's routine is he wakes up about 3 a.m., he posts a cat meme, and then he posts a coffee meme, and then he feeds his cat a treat.
That is correct. That is correct.
But your wife doesn't always follow that routine.
We won't discuss that on air.
All right. I've learned so much from Tim over various things over the years, and it's always nice to have Tim around. Tim's not necessarily a adult entertainment aficionado, but you're learning.
I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I, you know, it's like how many guys from you know, a small town in Nebraska could say they hang out with Lynn LeMay, Lily Craven, Priya, Victoria Peaks, Trixie Dixon, Marvely. I knew there was somebody, and you know, and Pat Palmer.
Well, there is that, but man, that's beside the point. But yeah, we had I think we had several meals with Christy and Ginger, and it's just everybody was always so friendly. Lisa Ann always waved every time she walked by. Stormy Daniels said hi, and then did you meet her at all this time?
No, Stormy, I will not discuss Stormy at this time.
Okay. Wow. All right. But, one of the things for me, I met Jenna Jameson, and for me as a fan, that was a big thing for me was meeting her. Cause, we all know that she's one of the tops in the business in this generation that's, she's kind of the standard bearer on that. And, one thing I didn't like, and this guy that goes to another group that I belong to, I posted a picture of Jenna. And the negative comments over and over and over. And that doesn't need to happen in a place like this. We need to be a little bit more accepting. Shit, these everybody gets old. You know, Richard Pacheco isn't Richard Pacheco from 1976. And he can't hear me, and he's shaking his head. Hell no, hell no. But, you know, to ridicule or to mock or to make comments, you know, I deleted the post. I reposted it and turned off the comments because I didn't want to hear any of that bullshit.
I agree. You know, the thing is, these folks who have been in the industry for a long time, they are the classic stars. You know, they're the stars of our childhood. So, you know, I don't look how I looked at, you know, 15 or 30 or 45. So, you know, why would I expect, you know, Jenna Jameson to look the same? So, you know, people do what they do, and like it or not, they have a right to do it. And, you know, be respectful of people.
Yeah, all these people have feelings. It's not like they're just brick walls you can just swear at and curse and make fun of. They do have feelings, and sometimes that really hurts. And I know a lot of these gals are good actresses. They could just turn their back on it. But, you know, some of that gets through, and sometimes it stings a little bit. So coming back next year?
Well, if I'm invited, yeah. Well, you know, I gotta say one thing though. The neat thing about coming here is not only do you see the classic stars, you see the up and coming stars. You know, the people who are going to be the Jennas, the Lilies, the Lynns, you know, in 10, 15 years. So it's fantastic. It's fun. It's definitely not for families. But you know what though? It's great for couples. You know, we met a couple today that they just had the time of their life today. Yep. And, you know, so it's a great thing. And I will definitely be back, Pat.
Better bring the wife. She'll enjoy it. I will say George brought his wife, and I think she was here to relax. She didn't go to the show at all. But I think by and large, she had a fun time.
Oh, yeah. She definitely did, especially at dinner.
Yeah, we, of course, she had to listen to my jokes. And, of course, she was always laughing at me and not with me.
Yes, as we all do.
So, anyway, Tim, it's great to have you along. And best part of the weekend.
I cannot publicly stay this morning.
Well, we'll go with that. We'll go with the little thing we had this morning. Let's see, Lisa Ann. I'd love to get Lisa Ann on. I would die to get Lisa Ann on. And nobody's going to get Lisa Ann because she's going to walk right by and not pay attention to me. So anyway, well, so much for Lisa Ann. But Steve is with us. Oh, Lorenzo's here. Somebody go get Lorenzo real quick. Oh, go get Lorenzo first. Lorenzo first. Lorenzo, Steve, help him out on Lorenzo. Right there in the blue, dark blue. Yeah, him. No. Well, he's checking out or checking something. But we'll just have to wait till they get done to the counter there. Gabe is with us. I told Gabe was a little down, and I said, "No, Gabe, just scrap together a couple bucks and come to Exotica." And I said, "You'll be there. You get in at 11:30 by midnight to put a smile on your face." What happened at midnight?
So I get here and I text Pat and I said, "I'm here," and he goes, "Meet me on the fourth floor." So I get there and we walk a couple down a hallway a little bit, and Pat does a knock on the door, and who opens the door but Christy Canyon? And not only that, but she was in her underpants.
Imagine that. And Gabe's weekend was instantly improved.
Very much so. Very much so. And then I had to deliver the pizza to Ginger and Christy. Oh, man.
We set him up with all kinds of challenges and delivery services and whatnot. And I think you did a pretty good job.
I tried hard.
Ginger kissed Gabe at breakfast. I don't think Gabe's washed his face yet.
I haven't. I don't think I'm going to wash it for the rest of my life. I'm going to shave because I don't want to ruin the...
Is that your next tattoo?
Yes. My next tattoo right here on my face will be Ginger's lips.
Well, Gabe, I'm glad you had a good weekend. What was your favorite part besides all this?
The favorite part of this was the camaraderie that I've experienced with all of the guys that are in the group that are here. Pat and I go way back, but it was my first time meeting all these guys, and it was just so entertaining to learn their stories, where they're from. And then the other really cool thing is there's people, a diverse group of people here. There's all kinds of human beings, all walks of life, all colors, and everybody is accepted here. There's no one here that has to feel out of place or like they don't belong or that this isn't for them. It's an amazing experience, and I would recommend it to anyone.
Okay, well, Gabe, first-time attendee, he'll be back. He'll be back. Lorenzo's with us. Lorenzo, how are we doing today?
Great. Who we got up here, James? Oh, wow. Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Hey, good weekend. It was packed.
Oh, yeah.
It was packed on Friday. Crowd was good. Everyone was acting appropriately. You know, had a good time. Very good time.
What were some of the highlights of your booth this weekend?
We saw a lot of people in drag this time. That was one of the things that we did see. Business was very good this time like that. But that was about it.
Well, good. I mean, it's amazing how this event in Chicago has grown. They sold out all three hotels.
Yeah, definitely. And you could tell Friday they changed the layout a lot, so people were able to walk, not like last year.
Right. Oh. Yeah. Last year they had three-quarters of the building open for the exhibits. This year the entire building was open, so if they fill that up, uh-oh.
Yeah, next year if it continues like that, they're going to have to fill those open spots that were over there like that. We'll definitely be back. You know, it was a good time.
I did see that one thing I really liked was there was a seating area more or less around the concession area where you could sit down and grab a taco or something, or a hot dog. Bob had a $14 hot dog, just loved it.
Yeah, and then they had the one downstairs too where you could get drinks and eat also, so that was good.
Because there's nothing like walking around, your feet hurting, and you're hungry.
Definitely. And that floor is hard.
How did Casey like the weekend?
Yeah, she enjoyed it a lot. She got to walk around. She put her sneakers on real fast. See, like, that shopping was good. A lot of vendors that had a variety of things.
Yeah, they did. There was a lot of vendors there.
Yeah, a lot of vendors. This is the most I've seen in Chicago since I've been coming.
Sometimes I kind of feel sorry for the ones who are along the far edge, but, you know, maybe all they need is a star with them or something like that to help their sales. I know I recruited a Trixie Dixon for the Ida B. Cumming booth, and they did land office business there.
Yeah, I went past their booth. They did real good. She was doing the books that she was selling like that, and we were able to get two of those books that she did. Yeah, real good.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, Lorenzo, you're probably ready to go out for a big steak dinner.
We're going to get some food, definitely. I know you're headed across the street over there, so enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I didn't pick the $375 meal with Jenna. My buddy did and never showed up.
Oh, you got in line ahead of everybody, though, for the other.
My buddy this weekend bought an official used and autographed Eric Clapton guitar, so he's probably dinking around with that this weekend.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot. Y'all take it easy.
Thank you, Lorenzo. But, Steven, I haven't talked to you yet. All right. I miss Sean Elliott fetching people to.
Who they are. I'm definitely going to definitely help you wrangle some people. Or if you're like, do you know who that person is? I'm like, yeah, do you want to be on the show? Just point now, and I'll fetch. And if I know him, it makes it easier.
I saw Lisa Ann outside, but then her and Dan walked around and left, and so there must have been some kerfuffle outside. What are all these people doing out here?
Some of them are like the chatterbait models and stuff like that. A few of them I know, so if you want me to try to wrangle any of them, I can be like, hey, do you want to be on this Zoom show that's happening right now and talk about your weekend working Exotica for chatterbait? You know, you can do that if you want.
If you grab one of them or two of them, bring them on in. We'll talk a little chatterbait. Unless I don't want to interrupt them if they're next in line on the bus. I don't want to interrupt them from that.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. But I think they're all just waiting because I think there's a big chatterbait dinner. I think they're just waiting for them to be like, all right, dinner is served. Come in. We'll just throw the meat at you.
Well, that's for sure, because I think sometimes that's what they do.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Went to Hooters last night. They didn't know how to break down a bill.
Yeah, I saw that bill. I think a lot of people saw that bill.
Yeah.
But,
Gabe, there's Gigi Sweets over there in the pink. If you could wrangle her for a second in the pink, Gigi Sweets, see if she'll come over for us. And Gabe has really been our runner this week, and he's a great guy, isn't he?
Gabe was great. I met him Friday morning. I met Gabe Friday morning. He's absolutely awesome. We have a lot in common. We have some mutual friends, actually. And I just love seeing when Gabe tells a story about like this or that, and just watching him blush even as he retells the story. He's just like kind of like a kid in a candy store in a way. It's so sweet.
She turned us down. That's all right. She was at our booth though all weekend, and she had a fun time. And I know she signed a lot of autographs. She had a lot of people posing with her because she is a nice, very, very, very nice gal. So I don't know who these three ladies are. Okay. I'll send Steve out. He'll round somebody up. And if you think it's hot in here, it's they cut the air conditioning on this place. I don't think there's one. They sent us a box fan. Ivy Minx, how are we doing?
Nice to meet you. How are you?
You don't have to put lipstick on for me.
Chap lips, it's not for you.
Wow. What did you do here all weekend? What was your role?
I am a CAM model and BDSM educator. I taught a couple classes and I streamed and broadcasted myself.
Wow. Have you ever heard of Jizz Talking?
I'm vaguely familiar with everything.
All right. Well, here's a business card. We'd love to have you on maybe a full hour sometime. But it was always great to see you and have you on.
Oh, thank you very much.
What are your plans for the rest of the night?
Well, I'm about to leave for a chatterbait appreciation dinner after working with the company for the weekend. And so we're going to go have a nice steak dinner and enjoy some good company.
You better not miss that bus.
Oh, I surely won't. I'm good about keeping my eye on the prize. And I got two other girly bops somewhere in the hotel, so I got to make sure they get on it too.
Okay, well, hey, thanks for stopping by. Really a pleasure.
Of course. If you ever want to learn more about BDSM or just in general sex work, I've been in the industry for 5 years, so I got to tell.
And your name again?
Ivy Minx with three X's.
Ivy Minx with three X's. Keep right that on your notepad next to the computer like all us old.
see me because I'm 5'1". It's a tall camera, but I'm here.
She's a sweetheart. Absolute sweetheart. And there's some other folks coming through the lobby. There's Morty and Charles looking around. So great to have Ivy Minx on. You never know who you're going to get. And there's the bus. So now they're going to miss the bus. So, well, that's like a Greyhound. Chatterbait's taking them to a steak dinner like they usually do. That's a big deal for them. So we don't get invited to that stuff. We just end up at Pizza Hut, and that's about all we do. Yeah, so. All right. Over there, I don't think you can see that older lady over there. That's Porn Grandma. Porn Grandma's in the house. Yeah, if she's... Unless she's probably over there bitching because the air conditioner don't work in her room either. That's one thing I couldn't believe is the air conditioning just did not work. They gave us a box fan. Hopefully she'll come over. We'll see. Tim is debating with her, and I can see in the reflection, Tim's about ready to get knocked out. And she says, I'm coming. No, I'm just breathing hard. Hello. I met you earlier this weekend. How are we doing?
We're doing wonderfully well.
Now, as I understand, you're the porn grandma?
That's what people are calling me, so I'll accept it.
All right. How was your weekend?
It was wonderful. I mean, the venue is great. The people are wonderful. It was crowded at times, but with the seminars that they have going, plus the vendors and the stars. Yeah, it was a good weekend.
And who was your favorite star that you met?
It's a toss-up. You can tell by the hair color, I'm into the olders. So, Lynn, Lisa Ann. There's just too many to mention.
And they're all great gals. They're just all great folks.
Yeah, I wish they had more men.
She wants more men. That's a Friday night thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, Porn Grandma, we certainly appreciate you being here, and it's wonderful to have you on our show.
Well, thank you for having me, and continue the podcasting.
All right, thank you. All right, Porn Grandma with us here in Chicago at the Embassy Suites. We're at about our halfway point. We... Of course, may cut it off early because there's, after the Chatterbait gang all left, it doesn't look like there's many more people around, but we'll continue to scout out the lobby here. I guess I didn't ask Steve, come on over, what were some of the favorite stars you always like to catch up with? I mean, because you've been around.
Yeah, no, I mean, at this point, some of them are just like friends, so it's always great to see Lexi Bell and Spencer Bradley because they're just absolute sweethearts and we've become friends, but this year this was probably the best Exotica I've been to for multiple reasons, but I made several new friends, met some, I got to meet Jenna Hayes. Finally, I asked her about PG porn, which if you don't know what that is, go onto YouTube. It was a series that James Gunn created and did from about 2007, 2009. Look up Squeal Happy Whores. It's hysterical. That's the one Jenna Hayes is in. That's all I'm going to say.
We're interviewing a guy that does squeaky clean adult movies, and we're going to have him on in a week, and he can take a 90-minute movie and make it down to 8 minutes. Last Sunday, he did Up and Coming, a favorite of mine. So Richard Pacheco is in that, and if he gets on his YouTube and looks for Barefoot and... Naked, I don't know if it's barefoot and naked, but anyway, barefoot and something, and then type in Up and Coming, and he'll find that. But it's humorous, too.
Well, the PG porn thing is original content that was made. They're shorts, like 2 to 5 minutes, and they're kind of spoofs of different genres of porn. So
there's one that's called Nailing Your Wife. It was the first one he did with Nathan Fillion from Firefly and The Rookie, with Aria Giovanni as the business owner's wife that's trying to seduce him. And it's very much like a tongue-in-cheek kind of like poorly shot and edited 70s, 80s porn where nobody gets anybody's names right and stuff like that. So as I'm saying, you kind of have to experience it for yourself because it's not the same thing as Squeaky Clean. It's original, but it was great to meet Jenna, Jenna Hayes, and just it was just great to reconnect with some friends and meet new people. And honestly, I say this all the time, and I've said it to the ghost of Richard Pacheco before, but you guys could do these shows and people would love to see y'all. That's all I'm going to, and I say this all the time, that you guys have fans out here. If you're from the Silver Age, I don't know who's all watching. So if you're from the Silver or Golden Age of the industry, you guys still have fans, and a lot of them would love to meet you and see you and talk to you. I'm just constantly throwing that out there, but it's true.
You know, somebody asked me the other day, what do you think that if Asia Carrera came out and did a couple shows?
If Asia came out and did a show, she would walk out with probably a suitcase full of money. I kid you not, because so many people love Asia and would love the opportunity to take a picture with her and anything like that. And she can charge 10, 20 bucks. I mean, she could charge 20 bucks for a photo, 20 bucks for this, for the autograph, and she could do extremely well. And, you know, I know that the ghost of Richard could move his books. I know people would buy the books. It'd be a pain in the ass to lug them, but you could do good. I think a lot of them, male, female, whatever, from that time period, even like the people in the industry today, when they see somebody from that time period, they are, oh my God, in reverence of them. Like, you paved the way to allow me to be what I'm doing today. You guys fought the fights. Y'all went to the courts. I went to this. Y'all did all this stuff. You guys deserve y'all's time in the spotlight again. And it's great. And if you're older and if you're thinking about dipping your toe back in the industry, once you say you were doing it back then, boom. Everyone's like, I want to work with you because I know you'll be professional and I know you'll show up and I know you'll do the job.
Right. And like I said, with Asia, and she's so personable too. She would
have a line as long as Violet Ember. She would have a long ass line and it would be amazing, but it would be amazing if any of them came out and did it. And I think they would be, I think they'd be well received.
Yeah, Violet Myers had a big line. And of course, even today, Phoenix Marie had a nice line there for a while.
Line too. She had a very nice line. And it was nice to see that. It was just a fun experience this time. Just seeing it seemed like everybody was even more engaged. Like the people that were here signing were more engaged with the fans and stuff like that. It just seemed that it was a very fun exotic. It's probably the best one that I've been to in terms of just like interaction and everything.
Right. And our booth was in a real good spot. I would say our booth was in too good of a spot when Violet Myers had a crowd. It was wall to wall.
It was wall to wall. And, it was, well, you know, my only thing when I saw where y'all's booth was, I was like, oh no, the thing that made y'all's booth great is like, y'all are right by the food, where the food was, but also that meant y'all are right near the hot dogs. I'm like, oh my God, in 4 hours, area's going to smell like hot dogs.
And we were right by the bathrooms too. So, we had a curtain that kind of covered the bathroom area, but anyway, nobody had, you know, I remember Lynn LeMay says, I'm going to need security. And there's Joanna Angel over there, if anybody knew her. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, be great. Anyway, we were by the bathroom, and there was a line to the women's room. Of course, there's always a line to the women's room. But It was a nice time. I'm glad in the spot we were, except, you know, our booth was 30 foot long, 10 foot wide. So of course, not everybody thought they had the best spot for visibility. We had, Christy Canyon and Ginger Lynn in the very, very front, and another gal. Oh, she's going to go out for something, and then we'll not speak to her. But anyway, we had Ginger Lynn and Christy Canyon in the front, and then Lana Annalise was also in the front. And Lana was a bit, some other people were a little bit pissed because Lana, they felt, wasn't that big of a star, and she was up front. And the thing that happened was Lana paid for the electricity for the booth, which was $175. And everybody says, she can be in the front of the booth. That's not a problem, but we're going to charge our phone and use her electricity. And they did, and that was absolutely fine. So, because Lana had a DVD that had explicit material on. I don't think it was as explicit as a tadpole, but it was explicit, and that's kind of what she did. But she met a lot of people. Did you meet up with Lana?
I didn't. She had people at her booth, but I was also just kind of... It's one of those things where it's like, okay, I'm going to run back around later on and get... And unfortunately, I didn't this time, but hopefully there'll be a next time. But yeah, no, I didn't get a chance to.
Yeah, she was on our Zoom show here a while back, and she was from the Chicago area, so she's hop, skip, and a jump just to come out here, and so that was great for her to do that, and so great for her to pay for the electrical bill as well. So I wonder who else we're looking at here. There's a group over there, the group over there. Some girls I see all the time, but they won't speak to us. But everybody's going out for supper. We're going to go out here in a little bit as well, too. So we'll probably cut things short here a little bit. But one person I didn't see. Go ahead. One person I didn't see. Yeah, if they're available. Yeah. And one person I didn't see, which I thought I would see, was Mr. Marcus. He thought he'd be here. Kelly Richards thought she'd be here, but she had a hang up and couldn't make it. But otherwise, at our booth, I think we had 13 girls at our booth. We're going to either sell or do something with the big autograph. I got a poster that we had everybody autograph that was in the booth. And so we'll see how that works and for them. So Gabe was going to go somewhere, and Gabe got told to, they had to go to dinner. So I knew I should have started this show at 6, but no, anyway, we're good. Anyway, I think we're going to wrap things up on that. I don't see any other reason to continue other than to talk to myself. So anyway, don't forget next week, Jamie's going to be with us. Jamie's going to discuss the clinic that he works in Los Angeles. It's very, very important. And hopefully I can wrangle Sharon Mitchell on too. So we'll see if we can wrangle Sharon Mitchell on, because she was kind of a pioneer in the clinic industry. So we'll see if we can't get her on. So anyway, for that, we're going to wrap things up here on Jizz Talking. Don't forget, you can check us out on Facebook at Jizz Talking. You can see us on Twitter at Jizz Talking. You can find us on YouTube at youtube.com/JizzTalking, and you'll see us all there. So also visit us at www.jizztalking.com. And well, while Priya Rai is with us, we can't shut the show down without talking to Priya. Well, Priya's here. How are we doing today?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Sounds like you lost your voice.
I did. It was very noisy in there. So, you know, screaming above everybody's.
How was the weekend for you?
I did very well.
Good, good. And you're a regular here. We know the ropes here.
Oh, yeah. I've been coming for probably about 15 years. So
what was different this year than it has been in the past?
No comment.
No comment. Ooh.
Not as glamorous as it used to be. It's just, you know, it's kind of more raunchy. It's every time I come, it's just, don't know people as much as I used to. All the legends is just slowly disappearing, and it just needs to be a family reunion. So
it is a great thing, you know. You see all of our friends here, our little autograph group here, and it's great to travel as a pack with those guys. And we went out to Hooters last night, went out to Giordano's the other day, and of course we've had enough damn pizza here to last us a lifetime.
Yeah, it was good. The restaurant was very good, actually. I had the chicken wings, and they were probably some of the best damn chicken wings I ever had. They weren't baked or fried. They were char grilled.
Wow. There you go. They didn't have any bacon cheeseburgers. That's that annoyed Bob to no end. But anyway, Priya, such a great time to have you here as well, too.
Thank you so much for having me. Later.
Okay, and now we will wrap things up. Don't forget to check us out at www.jizztalking.com. Next week, Jamie's with us. You won't want to miss out. We'll see you then.